This is Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
New polls, same candidates, different states. Let's find out more from Mike Nitza. He is executive editor, Bloomberg Politics. You can follow him on Twitter at Mike Nitza. Mike, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. All right, so give us an update. I know there's a new poll and it has to do with Colorado.
So yeah, Colorado is one of the major battleground states that's also one of the four that comprise Hillary Clinton's firewall, where they can swing either way. They have a lot of different things going on demographically, but and as Trump started gaining in states like Ohio and Florida and North Carolina, there are questions about whether he could start to turn Colorado too. And in the latest poll released late last night, the answer was no.
Among the battleground states, kind of rank them in terms of most electoral votes and least.
Well, you have big ones that are really not in contention, like Florida, New York, Texas, and we don't really talk about those that much, even though they bring a lot of electoral votes. But then there are two major battlegrounds that bring a lot, and that's Ohio and Florida. And so and those two are the tightest ones that we're looking at right now.
You mentioned Texas. I just want we can go through this because Texas is what's the polling saying and what is the likelihood?
Yeah, states that are less competitive get less polling. So what we see out of there is kind of like is slipshod sometimes, but it's definitely closer than it's been in previous elections. And a lot of that has to do with the Hispanic population in Texas. And to that point, Hillary Clinton announced plans to open her first office in El Paso yesterday. So she definitely sees a little softening there. And that could either be as a way, it might not be to win the state, because that seems a little much in this election, but it could be to put Trump on the defensive so he diverts resources there instead of somewhere else.
And of course, Texas is not just, it seems to be a pretty red state. We can agree on that, except for Austin, they call it a dot of blue in the ocean of red, right? Mm-hmm. When it comes to Florida, what are the latest polls showing? And again, the Hispanic vote is a different, the Hispanic people are differently around the country. They're not uniform exactly, but how do things shape up there?
Yeah, the big difference in Florida when it comes to the Hispanic vote are Cuban Republicans. And that's been a standard that the Republicans could rely on for a long time. The Republican Party, after the loss in the 2012 election, really tried to push to appeal to more Hispanics because of Florida first and foremost, and then some other areas. But the polls right now are so close, it's really hard to tell who's up. Trump's up by two in some, it's tied in others, and Hillary Clinton is up by a few points in others. So it's really comes down to things like waiting and various pollster strategies for figuring out the electorate. And at the end of the day, it's going to be about turnout.
And let me just give you the numbers just so you got, if anyone's taken down the electoral votes. I mean, Texas 38, Florida 29, and Ohio 18. Turn your attention to the debate. I'm interested to understand what it is that you think is going to happen.
Yeah, no.
This is taking place at Hofstra University.
Hofstra University, yes.
On Monday, the 26th.
Yep, Monday night. And it's going to be 90 minutes of just Hillary Clinton on stage next to Donald Trump with one moderator, Lester Holt of NBC News. And it's really the first time that tens of millions of Americans will see these two next to each other, without any filter whatsoever. And it's the first time that both of them will be away from their handlers and will be kind of left to their own devices. So as much as they can prepare and have different strategies, anything could happen in those 90 minutes.
Well, so, Mike, what is the reporting of the Bloomberg Politics team showing in terms of how Donald Trump will approach his debate, how he'll face Hillary and vice versa, how Hillary will try to set up and overpower Donald Trump?
So I think one thing that they both have in common is they love nothing more than criticizing each other. It's Hillary Clinton has delivered some of her strongest speeches, kind of, hitting him on character issues, making fun of him, et cetera. And as we know, Donald Trump goes on a lot about crooked Hillary. So that's kind of the equalizer. I think the question is how they're able to deliver those criticisms. And Trump's camp he's been hearing from a lot of advisors who say that he should be aggressive and put her on the defensive and kind of not let her take control of the debate. And that'll be something that can go well for him or make him look like a bully.
Well, I just want to mention also that Twitter is going to show Bloomberg TV's coverage of the three presidential debates and also the one featuring the vice presidents, which comes, I believe, in October, correct? So that, and that's all going to be through the app.
It's really cool.
Yeah. So, Mike, how much difference do presidential debates, look back, how much difference they make in terms of where the polls stand before and after, who gets elected, who doesn't?
There's definitely a lot of anticipation, but at the end of the day, it hasn't moved a lot of elections lately. There was the biggest scare for the Obama campaign in the last election was after the first debate, which Romney won, and he enjoyed a quick surge in the polls, but things returned back to normal long before Election Day.
Oh, so. This is going to be the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
All right. No, it definitely is.
We'll have lots to tweet out that evening, that's for sure. Mike Mizza, thanks so much for joining us. He's executive editor for Bloomberg Politics, taking a look at the latest polls, which show Hillary Clinton moving ahead in one that's very important to her campaign in Colorado. And, of course, previewing how things will go on Monday night for those debates. And as Pim just noted, Twitter will be showing Bloomberg TV's coverage of the three debates. So you won't want to miss that. Keep it right here. This is Bloomberg.